This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, the secret signs of cat illnesses and signs of a healthy dog. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, and she is here with our pet tip of the week. And Monica, this is kind of interesting for our feline lovers out there, our kitty pet parents. Sometimes our cats may be ill, and we don't even know it. There's some secret signs of cat illnesses. Can you share them with us?
Absolutely. So cats, when they were in the wild, they are usually prey when they become ill to other animals. So cats are predatory animals, and they, over the years, have learned to become chameleons of sorts when they become ill, because, again, that makes them open to predators. They seem weak, and they're easy prey. And over the years, pets have just been able to maintain that ability to hide signs of illness so well that sometimes even to the most concerned, caring, diligent pet owners can go unnoticed. And it's not that these pets are not seen and extremely well cared for. They're just very, very good at masking their symptoms of illness. So some top 10 best things to look out for to see if your cat may be ill and you just may not know about it. Number one, change in appetite. If your cat is eating too much or eating too little, any sign of a change in the appetite can potentially signal illness. So definitely if you are seeing either overeating or losing any changes in a normal routine and eating habits, definitely a sign to get your pet in. The next is stinky breath. Foul odors in the pet's mouth can be, you know, not only teeth issues, but it can be, a buildup, ammonia buildup, which can be liver symptoms, ulcerations. That can be a sign of kidney diseases. A lot of different things can be seen by the smell of your pet's mouth. So if you're noticing that your pet's breath is smelling worse than normal, or they're having stinky breath, definitely a good sign to get that cat in. Number three is eliminating outside of the litter box. So some of those cases can be people chalk it up to behavioral issues. And sometimes, you know, it is. And then other times it is not. You know, eliminating outside of the litter box can be signs of distress that is shown as behavioral, but it's really, you know, because the pet's upset about something else. It can be a sign of bladder or urinary issues. It can be a sign of urinary blockage. It can also be a sign of kidney issues. There's a lot of different things that can go into the changes that can occur to make a pet eliminate outside of the litter box. So if you're seeing that, definitely a sign to get your pet in. It can also be indicative of obesity and arthritis in cats as well, which a lot of people don't always think of. As your pet gets bigger, weight change becomes an issue. So weight change is our next symptom. If you're noticing a lot of weight gain, sometimes our pets get a little bigger and people chalk it up to, oh, we're giving extra treats, and which they may, but it can also be signs of thyroid disease. It could be a sign of cancer. Obesity itself can lead to issues like arthritis and the inability to get in and out of litter boxes so well. So that can sometimes go into the eliminating outside of the box as well. So our weight gain can definitely be a symptom all on its own and can reflect some behavior and other illnesses. And then we get into behavior. Behavior change is definitely a top sign that could be illness as well. Changes in our pet's behavior, although it be subtle, maybe they're not liking to be petted as much as normal, just any kind of behavioral changes where they're suddenly antisocial or social more than they're used to. All of that can be signs of some illness that's going on that they're just trying to slowly show you about, but not make themselves too vulnerable. So definitely watching for any kind of behavioral change. Grooming changes is also another sign of illness. If our pets are over-grooming, grooming more, licking themselves more, if they're getting any balding patches, or they're just all of a sudden not grooming themselves very well, and they're getting dry, flaky skins or greasy hair coats, all of those can be signs of some major illnesses. Diabetes, thyroid issues, parasites, all of those things can also be very indicative of pets that are getting skin issues and changes when it comes to their coats and the issue, like the condition of those coats. Activity change is our next one. Of course, as our pets get older, sometimes the activity level can decrease, and oftentimes the decrease in activity can be overlooked because, you know, our pets are aging, and it may not be an aging issue. It can be an illness issue. Or on the other hand, if our pet is active a lot more than normal, that can also be a sign of different things as well. So watching for any kind of activity change. Again, it can be another sign of overactive or underactive thyroid. It can be arthritic. There's just a lot of things that can go on that can be underlying issues. Our next is sleep patterns. So if your cat is not sleeping as well or sleeping more often than normal, that can be a definite change of lifestyle and can be a sign of illness. If our pets are becoming more vocalized. So if you have a kitty that is normally very vocal and is vocalizing less, or you have the opposite, a cat that isn't vocal, but all of a sudden is becoming very vocal, that can be an underlying issue.
You know, Monica, I wanted to ask you one question, and these are all really great things, but I know that we heard our kitty, she was vocalizing more in the evening. Is that like a sign of something if they're vocalizing more in the evening? She wasn't sleeping, she was vocalizing more.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can occur, but there's a lot of, when our pets age, they can have a lot of cognitive problems coming about. and they have different things where cats can kind of get confused. They'll just yowl all night, but that can also be a sign of illness as well, and that they're trying to get your attention. So any kind of excessive vocalization at any time, whether it's evening or day, is definitely a sign that something's going on. But there are particular things that can occur in our aging pets to where they will become a lot more vocal in the evening. They get distressed. They're very anxious. They get confused. And I had that in my own personal cat. But there is help for that stuff. But just when you notice that something's different and abnormal, definitely talking to your veterinarian and making sure that it's not a medical issue and that it is a mental, you know what I mean, and is an aging issue, yeah, is very important. And then addressing that issue to help sleep at night for the pets.
Yeah, for you, for the weekend sleep. Yeah. No, I know when people, a few people have asked me about that. We talked about it on one of our other pet tips of the week. And they did ask me about the vocalization at night. They said, we remembered you talked about it on the show. Can you just tell me what that means? It could mean that they're just part of the aging process and you need to go to your vet, because there are things you could do to help, which the help did work for them. But you want to make sure that you're understanding with all of these symptoms, with all of these little secret signs that you gave us, that each thing is some sort of a little tip to you, the pet parent, that maybe there's something wrong with your kitty and they're trying to let you know in a very subtle way. Might not be over, but very subtle. So these are very, very important tips for us to observe our kitties, because you never know. Never know those little kitties. They could be suffering from something which we don't even know if they hide it very well. So Monica, absolutely, as always, thank you. These are very, very important things for our little feline pet parents out there who have their kitties that they want to make sure that they stay in the best condition possible and be healthy and happy throughout their lives. So I thank you so very much for this. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, you want to keep yourself healthy. How about your pets? Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent, I am always on the lookout to be sure my dogs are happy and healthy. And with us today to share valuable information on signs of a healthy pet is Chief Marketing Officer at Bill Jack Foods, Kim Gablin. Hey, Kim, welcome back.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for having me back to talk about this important topic.
It is. Now, we always want our pets to be healthy. Can you share some tips on what to look for to ensure that our pets are healthy? Because sometimes we're looking and we're going, oh, yeah. But what are some tips that pet parents might be on the lookout for?
Yeah, you know, I know as a pet parent, I'm always thinking about, you know, how's my dog doing? And I think sometimes we use that, like, happy, healthy pet mm-hmm. as just something, you know, that we say, but we don't really always think about what does that really mean. And I know that, you know, we wish our dogs could talk to us. And in a lot of ways, they try to.
They show
us signs. They give us some ideas a lot of times, but, you know, they can't tell us everything. So it's always important to look for, you know, what does a healthy pet mean? And how do I know my pet is healthy? And so, you know, some of the things to look for are things like, you know, appetite. You know, is your best friend, you know, hungry at regular intervals? Are they eating, you know, all or most of their food in their bowl? You know, they're not going more than a couple of days without eating. I know that, you know, sometimes you have picky dogs, right? And you always kind of think, oh, well, he's not eating. He's only picky, or he's not eating. He might not be feeling well. It's sometimes hard to delineate that, right? So if they've gone a couple of days, they're not eating, you know, definitely, you know, you want to talk to your vet. There may be something going on there, but generally they should be eating at regular intervals. You know, certainly we talk a lot about digestive system, right? And how are they doing digestive wise? Are they showing any unusual symptoms? Like, are they vomiting? Are they having, you know, soft stools? They should be having, you know, regularly small, firm stools, right? Not soft, not runny. That should be very typical, right? Then that should be a good indication of how their digestive system is. Like, there shouldn't be any mucus, you know, those kinds of things. You know, certainly that, you know, regular bladder, besides bowel movements, regular bladder, you know, trips outside. And so, you know, making sure that their urine is pretty much like transparent yellow. If you're seeing something dark or bright yellow, they may be a little bit dehydrated. If you're seeing something more orange, you know, that could be something more like a liver or gallbladder or pancreas kind of a challenge. So, you know, again, you want to see that, you know, kind of transparent yellow urine. Another kind of topic is weight. You know, are they at a healthy weight? We always talk about that's one of the best things, one of the most basic mm-hmm. things you could do to keep your dog healthy is to keep them at a healthy weight, because they can't, you know, they can't push themselves away from the table. You know, they're not like us, right? They're like, if you give them their food, they're probably going to eat it. So it's very important to measure their food. It's very important to help them keep that in check and not just leave food out for them all the time, or, you know, or just, you know, think, oh, well, you know, he ate all that, so I'll just give him some more. So it's really important to kind of look at the weight that they are, look at that, you know, information on your food bag, and feed them the appropriate amount. And you might have to adjust up or down, right? If they're more energetic, you might have to give them a little more because they're not keeping their weight on. Or if they're gaining weight, then you need to be like paring it back a little bit because maybe they're not as energetic as that food, you know, is recommending you feed them, right? So it's important to kind of manage that weight. And then last but not least is looking for that energy level, right? Looking for, you know, are they looking to spend time with the family, interact with you, maybe play, and just, you know, hang around. You know, that it's really important to kind of look for that energy level, and that's going to let you know that they're doing okay. If they're slinking off into the corner, if they're sleeping, if they're really not wanting to interact, you know, that could be a sign that they're maybe not feeling good. But generally, a healthy energy level is what you're going to want to see in a healthy, happy pet.
That's so important. And you know, Kim, nutrition is so pivotal to our pet's health. Can you share some tips for so that myself as a pet parent and the pet parents out there can better understand the nutritional label that is on our pet's food?
Yeah, you know, all dog food companies are required to put certain things on a dog food label. And so the first thing is all the ingredients that are in the dog food, they're listed by the weight that we put them in the food. So the heaviest, most, you know, predominant ingredient is the first ingredient on the ingredient deck. So that's what you're going to find there. You're certainly also going to want to look and see, you know, that we also include information about how much protein and fat and moisture is in the product as well. So you can kind of see what that number is, right? We're going to want to have a protein level that's, you know, in the at least 20s. Probably, you know, mid 20s to higher. And so that protein is going to be very important to their diet, and to their, you know, to their health, because that protein really helps give them all the essential nutrients, all the things they can only get from their diet. Those are called essential nutrients, all the things they can get from their diet in their food. And then there's also information on there about, American Association of Feed Control Officials, and they're short for AFCO, AAFCO. They actually have guidelines, right, about what food is good for a growing, you know, puppy, what food is good for adult maintenance. And so, or, you know, some foods are good for all life stages. You know, for example, we have Adult Select, but that food happens to actually be good for puppies and adults. And so, you know, if you have a multi-dog household, you know, if you're a multi-dog family, then, you know, you could actually feed that to everyone, and everyone should be able to get the nutrition that they need. So it's really important to, you know, also understand, is that a food for maintenance for an adult dog? And a lot of times, you know, that's also labeled on the front. Or, you know, is it good for a puppy for growing? And that you want to make sure that you're feeding the right food for the appropriate life stage of your dog.
How can, like, pet parents begin that sometimes challenging journey of selecting a formula that is best for their dog?
Yeah, you know, and there's so much out there, right? There's so much to choose from. I know it can get very overwhelming. So I think, you know, you can ask yourself a few questions, and that will really help you kind of focus in on, you know, what do you really need to be paying attention to? You know, certainly the age of your dog is one of the most important things, right? If they're, you know, if they're under one, certainly if they're medium to small size, then they should be on a puppy food. You know, normally, you know, if they're a larger dog, maybe up to 18 months, maybe they're on that puppy food. And then, you know, once they get beyond that, after one and a half, they're going to be on an adult food. And so, and then maybe when they get to, you know, 5 to 7 years old, depending, you know, on their size or breed size, you maybe want to switch over to a senior food. So, you know, the age is an important thing, whether they're a small breed, a medium breed, or a large breed. So, you know, small, we typically talk about 20 pounds and lighter. Medium is usually 20 to 50 pounds, and large is usually 50 pounds and over. So, you know, being able to adjust that. And, you know, small dogs, it's kind of funny. Small dogs actually have a faster metabolism than a big dog. So they actually need more energy per pound than a large dog does, which just doesn't seem to compute for me,
but it's true. No, it doesn't.
You're
right.
You know, but so I think, you know, so it's really important that we do make some slight adjustments, right, in formulas for the different size dog, you know, so there might be a little bit different protein levels and fat levels depending on the size of the dog. And so, again, to optimize that protein level to them and optimize the nutrition that they get, you're going to want to look at breed size as well. Maybe they have some special, you know, needs, things like, are they picky? Are they a picky dog, right? For example, we have a picky formula that we add liver to, chicken liver. We have got more chicken liver in that formula. And that actually, you know, really entices dogs. And they just love that formula. So if your dog's picky, you might want to look for something in particular that will help them being picky. Or, you know, if they're overweight, you know, being, like we were talking about a little earlier, it's important to, you know, look for a food that maybe would help them with like reduced fat. We have a reduced fat formula that has 30% less fat than our Adult Select formula does. Or, you know, maybe they're a sensitive dog. And so if there's, you know, if they tend to be sensitive, maybe you need a little bit extra something. You know, I know that we do have a digestive and immune formula that helps support their healthy digestion and their immune system. And a lot of people don't know that the immune system is actually starts really in their gut.
Mm-hmm.
So your dog's gut really is the beginning of that. So it's very important, you know, what you feed them and what they eat and being able to give them probiotics. So we have probiotics in our sensitive solutions formulas to be able to help support that. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, depending on what challenges your dog might need, right? If they're sensitive, maybe they need a grain-free formula, right? So maybe that's something you want to try to eliminate the grains in there and be able to use that. So there's lots of different options, you know, with just a few questions, you're able to kind of get down to, you know, what's a great way to be able to do that. I know on our website at billjack.com, it's bil-jac.com, we also have a formula selector, right? So if you want to just make it easy, you can just go out to our website, you could, you know, answer a few questions, and then we can help you kind of narrow down the formulas that you might want to look at to try.
Kim, that's so important, and it's so awesome that you guys do that, because I have to tell you, as a pet parent, multiple pet home, it sometimes becomes challenging to figure out what to give who. And as I told you, you know, I have some that are finicky, some that I have one that's a little overweight. So it is, it's hard to find that. And you guys make it easy. You kind of lay out the foundation. You guide us to what it is we really need. You also have a newsletter that I absolutely love. I look forward to it every month. And it also lays out some things that are important, whether it be breed specific or whatever size. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, out on our website, you can sign up for our Best Friends Club. Mm-hmm. That's the name of our newsletter. And we send it out, you know, once a month. usually around the middle of the month. And it's a great way to be able to, you know, just get some articles that are just, you know, we, again, some of them are nutrition oriented. Some of them are about, you know, how to take care of your dog in the summer, about overheating. They could be about, you know, does your dog snore? You know, does your dog see color? So we kind of cover the gamut of all kinds of things dog. And we have a lot of fun, you know, being able to share some of the knowledge that we know or some of the knowledge that we learn along the way with people who have dogs to be able to help them, help their dog live their best healthy life.
I think that that's awesome. Where can the listeners go to learn more about you guys?
Yeah, you know, well, so on the website, we do have a store locator. And so you can actually type in, you know, your address, your zip code, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking to buy online, you can just go to the online tab and find an online retailer that's near you or can ship to you. And then we also are out on, you know, we're all out, you know, just posting lots of information and sharing pictures. I mean, we love to share pictures. A lot of times we have something we call hashtag Bill Jack Believer. And the Bill Jack Believer is great because we share stories about people and what Bill Jack's done for them. And we love to hear stories, right, about how we're making a difference in your dog's life. And so that's like the most important kind of special thing to us. So we love that piece. But, you know, you can come out to Facebook and Instagram and see us there. We're out on Twitter and Pinterest. And, you know, we're also out on YouTube with a lot of training videos. So we have a lot of information, again, to be able to help you, you know, live a great, healthy, fun, you know, life with your dog.
I always say that you guys walk the walk and talk the talk. I mean, it's like you have everything and it's all for like pet parents such as myself and our listeners out there to really benefit and learn and have fun with, because you have it both as something that's educational but fun. So I think that's really important. And especially, I love your newsletter and I love what you guys do on your website to understand our pet's health and for signs of a healthy dog. So Kim, I thank you so much for being our guest and for sharing such helpful information with pet parents out there on signs to look for of a healthy dog and to keep our dogs healthy and, what's more important, happy.
Yes, absolutely. Healthy and happy is the key, right? We want to see them thrive and do the best that they can.
Absolutely. Well, as always, Kim, thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.